Daniel 2 verse 41 continues. We're not at the bottom of the statue yet. Remember, you've got the head of gold, the chest of silver, head of gold, Babylon, chest of silver, the Medes and the Persians, the hips of gold, which was Greece through Alexander the Great, the legs of Rome, and now into the feet. Daniel 2:41. Just as you saw that the feet and toes were partly of baked clay and partly of iron, so this will be a divided kingdom. So after the legs of Rome are finished, will come a divided kingdom. Now, question. What has the kingdom of Rome, if you look at the map, what has the kingdom of Rome, that area, developed into today? Well, it's Europe, right? In Rome at the time, there were 10 kingdoms. You had the Anglo-Saxons, you had the Franks, the Alemanni, the Lombards, the Ostrogoths, the Heruli, the Burgundies, the Vandals, the Visigoths, and the Suevi. Those were the 10 kingdoms. Those are the 10 toes of the statue. Incredible. Just like Rome, its two legs would break up into 10 toes and be divided, the Roman kingdom had the same thing. There would be the power of Rome that would split up into 10 sub-kingdoms. Perfect fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And today, if we take this a little bit further, where are we today? We are today looking at the map, you'll see a divided Europe. Because the Bible said in Daniel 2:42, "And so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay." This is one of the most powerful quotations in the Bible. In the King James Version, the words used are, "They shall not cleave." Throughout history, man has been trying to unify these separated kingdoms. But the Word of God has said it will not happen. Forever, those kingdoms will remain separated. And that some will be strong and some will be weak. And today, you look at exactly the same thing. Daniel 2 verse 43. "And more than iron mixes with clay, the one will be strong and the one will be weak."